855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on Free Talk Live. You can give us a call, talk about whatever you want to talk about, 855-450-3733. It's the live Sunday night edition. Yes, you are hearing a live radio program. It's Mark with you.
And Stephanie. Derek had to go. He was too fabulous.
Yeah, Derek was just getting too fabulous for the studio. So he had to go.
He'll be back.
I asked him to give his story, and so he made a special time out of us, cut some time out of his day, but didn't have 3 hours for us. So let's go to Ty in Tennessee. Ty?
Hey, good evening, you two. It's I just got through listening to the podcast earlier from last night, and I was surprised to hear that, some radio station out in Montana dropped because of the way 9/11 was treated, or was it 9/11, or was it conspiracy theories in general?
I think that it was, if I had to make a speculation, it was Texas, and I don't think it was Montana. There was a station in the past in Montana that dropped us that was over our stand on conspiracy theories. It may have been the same thing in the Texas station.
They only dropped you for one night, right?
Maybe. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't have any answers.
I just noticed a couple of the callers that called in. I think what they're missing to see the idea, about kind of the relation between 9/11 and Hiroshima and Nagasaki is because, I don't know if it's because of media or public schools, government-controlled schools, but the empathy is somehow lost.
Yep.
People lose their empathy. They can't empathize with the Japanese people in World War II.
They can empathize with them now.
The Middle East.
Right. They can empathize with the Japanese people now during the tragedy with the earthquakes and the nuclear reactor and stuff like that. They can empathize then, but they can't empathize with the Japanese during World War II. And it's very interesting how they choose to just sort of characterize them in their mind.
It's sort of like a prerequisite for going to war, right? The other side has to be painted as less than human, right? And when something is less than human, then they're not like me, right? And so I can't empathize with them.
They're bad. You're good.
I noticed all the callers were saying things like, well, those people are crazy. They said that about the Japanese in World War II, and they said that about, terrorists. Hey, there might be some kind of a...
Every war in history, and every side has said that about each other, and there have been these, like, racially motivated caricatures drawn of people. Like, you should see some of the propaganda. I bet it'll come up on Google Images if you Google World War II propaganda. Like, the Japanese are drawn as these, like, the eyes are, like, really greatly exaggerated,
right,
and they have, like,
the
big teeth. Yeah. And it's just, like, a caricature. Go ahead, Ty.
Yeah, it is. It's horrible. I mean, I think that you're not going to get through that shell until that empathy is reestablished. And I don't even know how that would be possible. There are a couple of real hard shell myths in American culture and regarding World War II. And that myth is, that Nagasaki and Hiroshima were justified, which is not. If you really look at the objective facts, it was not a justified bombing.
No.
And the other
How
one
is it ever
that,
justified to kill all these civilians?
But in this particular case, one can there wasn't even much of a strategic value to it. They had already preferred a surrender.
Yeah.
The difference was that the United States wanted unconditional surrender versus the conditions that apparently the Japanese had offered, which was that their emperor still be considered to be allowed to stay, which, of course, the United States let him do anyway. So, I mean, basically these bombings were for nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, they accomplished all they really accomplished was it was a test bed for those weapons.
That's really what it was about, in my opinion.
Yeah, that's my opinion too. After researching again the facts surrounding it, but I was raised for many years believing it's like an automatic thing. Oh, that was justified. Oh, those people were horrible. That was justified. And
one of the things that we mentioned to them last night was, I think when one thinks of oneself as part of the we, part of the collective, like as in we bombed Japan or we went to war, we invaded Iraq, when one thinks of oneself as part of that collective, they feel a need to justify the actions of the government, who is really the ones who are in control, right? And they don't want to admit that they've done anything wrong, so anything the government has done has to be right.
Yeah, so I guess there's two things there. We're trying to find a way to have people restore their empathy and to get away from the collectivism.
What I was trying to accomplish, Ty, was to get people to actually critically think about the differences between 9/11 and Hiroshima and Nagasaki. There are differences. One occurred during a declared war. One didn't. One was more successful from a devastation standpoint and resulted in a much quicker end to hostilities than the other one did. So, there are actual answers to the question I asked, which is what is the difference? But as long as they, aren't asking any of those questions, then they won't realize, well, these are just two organizations willing to use violence to get what their end goals are, and that's that.
You know,
their shields were up. The one guy said something to the effect of, how dare you?
How dare you? Yeah.
How dare you even try to make a comparison?
On today, of all days, you are a bad American, sir.
And Ty, about that specific caller, I remember it really well because I remember he came out with guns a-blazing, basically. He called us names, several different names, and said some pretty insulting things. But, I really try when people do that really to kind of recognize what I'm feeling when I hear something like that. And give myself a little bit of that empathy that I want to give to other people. And once they do that, it's kind of clear that what he's saying, his actual words, like, you guys are unemployable, who gave you these microphones, that's just noise. What he's really saying behind those words is, I'm scared, I don't like these beliefs being challenged. This is upsetting me because it's something that I've never heard before, and I don't want to think about, I don't want to confront some of these cognitive dissonances that I have, right? I want to feel, So I think that fear has to be heard first and kind of allowed to speak up, I guess.
It's one of the reasons that I try not to really approach it when somebody name calls here on the air. Yeah. We used to do a lot of name calling on Free Talk Live. We were essentially, a very similar show to many shows that were out there at the time. Screamers is what the terminology is.
I was torn, actually, last night, Mark, because I wanted to say something to that guy. If you notice, during the first segment when he called in, I let you do most of the talking because I wasn't really...
I think I interrupted you once, but yeah.
Well, I wasn't really ready to talk to him, and what I wanted to say to him first off was that I'm really only wanting to talk to you if you can refrain from calling names. You think you can do that and just make that request of him, and I would have liked to do that, but then I was thinking, people, I guess, like to listen to conflict on the radio, and so what do I do?
Yeah, that would be my response to it, is it's kind of a domination technique in order to have, sort of civil discourse, and, he may or may not be able to participate in such a thing. But, in fact, people want to hear that. I mean, that he is speaking for a large segment of the audience out there, and I, wanted to be able to talk to him in his most raw form, frankly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I also drive around a lot. I'm on call this weekend. I do field service work
around
Memphis, the Memphis area. And, I drive around and fix things.
Okay.
Anyway, they have the signs on the highway that they can put up warnings or whatnot. Every one of the signs around the loop around Memphis were saying 9/11/01, never forget, we will never forget.
Doesn't that sound like a war cry to you? I mean, that's what it sounds like to me. I'm not saying that we should forget people, but... That's what I hear.
Was there a lesson learned? Was there a lesson learned?
I don't think so. Because
clearly,
what the U.S. has been doing, the foreign policy angle, has not accomplished the goal of stopping terrorism, and it hasn't even accomplished the goal of helping people to feel safe. I mean, I think what the government really wants when they say stuff like "never forget" and "we will always remember" and that kind of thing is to keep people in a perpetual state of fear and never have them move past the feelings that they felt 10 years ago today,
And that fear is the empathy killer.
Yes, and that's what breeds control, the ability for the politicians to control people. And I think you're spot on with that, Ty.
Thanks, Ty.
Absolutely.
855-450-FREE, the SACL toll-free call in line here on Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed, high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on Free Talk Live, the live Sunday edition with Mark.
And Stephanie.
Are you on any medications? Are you getting your meds at a local pharmacy? If you are, you're likely paying more than you have to. There's a better way. Discount Prescription Services will get your meds at discounts as high as 70% off. And they'll deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com. They've got a telephone number there, and you can click to become a member right on the page. If you want to do it online, it's up to you. Their customer service is excellent. They'll walk you through every step of the way. You'll save big time. They do third-party certification of all their meds. Make sure that you're getting what you ordered, whether it's Viagra, Cialis, Bonita, Abilify, Lipitor, Nexium, or Zetia. It's meds.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones. Jeremy in Alaska. Jeremy.
Hey, Mark. Long time no hear.
I haven't heard from you in so long, Jeremy.
Well, I still listen to y'all a lot, but I thought Stephanie was being a little unfair for an alcoholic because, you know, I like to drink and, you know, I've changed
well,
a lot.
Jeremy,
as long as you're not shooting at a carload of people.
Yeah, I think that you're right. Perhaps I should have focused on the violence instead of the alcohol itself.
That guy's a total jerk, you know. Last time I called the show, I wouldn't have nothing to do with gay people, but you know, now I have gay friends, I have libertarian friends, I have Republicans. I mean, it's just all kinds of people, and we got to start looking out for each other and forget about this, you know, going after people for stupid stuff.
I can appreciate where you're coming from, Jeremy. Would you consider yourself an alcoholic?
Yeah.
You think so?
But yeah, I'm an alcoholic, but I wouldn't go after nobody because of their race, creed, gender, sex.
Oh, I don't think that there's any
preference or anything like that.
An alcoholic's only a person who has a problem with alcohol. So what do you think? I mean, so you have no control over your ability to drink? Is that it? Because you've called in plenty of times without having had anything to drink. It sounds like you've had a few this evening, though.
Yeah. Well, you know, today is a pretty stressful day for, you know, the country in general. You know, like the encroaching police state and like you know, this wacko that went after those transgenders, you know, it's like, you know, I still like my guns and everything, but I tell you, Mark, you know, I used to be a part of the militia and I even quit them because they turned out to be a bunch of racist bigots, man. And,
wow.
And this wasn't your thing, huh?
You know, they're all about hate Islam and hate Muslims, and I'm just tired of the hate, man. I don't want to have nothing to do with hate.
Not going
to
solve our problems with hate. I can really appreciate it, Jeremy. Yeah. I thank you for the call. 855-450-3733. It's absolutely right.
Yeah.
It's interesting how, you know, we change, because this really happened for me in my life, too. I was, for those that listen to the show, you'll know this is true. For those that don't hear, I'm about to tell you. I spent about 8 years, 7 months of my life in prison. And this is a pretty segregated place. And I don't mean segregated meaning that they attempt to segregate you, although they do only put whites in white rooms, although they call Hispanics whites, and blacks in black rooms. And it's very interesting that they chose to do that. Mm-hmm. But
Don't separate whites and Hispanics, but they do separate whites and Hispanics from blacks?
In the rooms, not in the pods, I guess is the term that they used.
Didn't you say that you chose one time to
many times
roommates with a black guy?
Sure.
Something? Okay.
Yeah,
but if they're randomly assigning you, they choose someone who's the same race?
Similar race, yeah,
okay.
Or whatever. So I believe that the others would go in either. Whites would only be with whites, and blacks would only be with blacks, but they would often call Cubans whites, too.
And what if someone was mixed, was, you know, not black or white? You
I
know?
Think that maybe they got to pick as to what race they were.
Okay.
And at that point, they were that race from there on out.
Okay. Wow.
You know, I wouldn't have even, you know, suggested what my race was at the time. I just assumed I knew what my race is. But, you know, I think you go through life, you find out more things about yourself and your lineage. And, you know, I just, this was kind of a segregated place. I mean, they would, the inmates would click up, as it were, based on racial lines and where they were from and things like that. So, you know, it's just kind of this place that, you know, where these divisions were. And I had many of these divisions in my mind. I, you know, I believed stories that you tell and these kind of things. But when you find out more information, the Internet has made a lot of information available. And so, you know, just a lot of these things about races, they're not true.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided to let all that go for myself. It wasn't working and for me in my life. It wasn't solving any problems for me.
Mm-hmm.
There are people that I would want to associate with and not want to associate with of all races. So why make distinctions between one? And I
Yeah.
It doesn't.
Well, you know, learning about liberty really helped smash any of the prejudices that I had, you know, that I had absorbed from culture without even really realizing it. And, you know, especially when we talk about LGBT folks, you know, gay or transgendered or bisexual, whatever. I think that a lot of people have kind of these weird stereotypes and prejudices about them until they realize that they actually have a gay friend or
yeah.
a transgendered friend or bisexual or whatever, you know. And then it's like, wow, well, I know this person and they're LGBT and they don't have any of these qualities that I had attributed to them. And, you know, they're a nice person.
I saw this phenomenon in prison that, you know, is kind of interesting, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's this cultural phenomenon, and I'm going to have to use some, you know, allude to some terms that I don't particularly like. People would say that, and this would be even used by blacks and whites and really just strange things. It's a strange way to refer to folks is they would say, oh, he's not an N-word, he's a black guy, or he's whiter than that, or something like that. So they would use terms like white to describe
What does that mean?
I can kind of get where it's coming from, like,
so,
you know, the
so
way
the,
he
in
speaks,
that case,
or...
The that, N-word term was derogatory, and the black guy was not?
Right.
Okay.
So, you know, that would be to say that, N-word is a bad black guy, would be the terminology, but then they would sometimes use it, as a catch-all phrase for any blacks that happen to be in a group that maybe they didn't like or whatever.
And was this
why it's not a useful term.
Who was saying that? Was it
sometimes I would definitely hear white guys say that, and at times I'd heard black guys, you know, trying to, you know, fit in, maybe say things like that too.
As
the case may be, it's very odd.
If you're in prison, you know, you've been really abused and pushed around and kicked down a lot of times, and I think a lot of people who are in that position, want to get out of it, but also want to be on the giving end of that abuse, right? And so they kind of fall into these things where they want to be part of hierarchies and they want to be on the top, and it's almost like government school, right?
When you have these people that group themselves by whatever means they group themselves by, it tends to reinforce the groupings in people's minds. So, mm-hmm. I mean, if somebody decides black guys are bad and then the group of black guys treats them poorly and because they're white, then, you know, it's going to reinforce
that. It becomes a real vicious cycle.
Yeah, it could very well be. And this happens, and this, of course, can go the other way and all over the place.
Yeah, this is interesting to me. I want to hear how you broke out of this paradigm.
Well, got free.
Yeah.
855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA approved food grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley-C. Why Alley-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley-C. For more information and to order Alley-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley-C today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on the live Sunday evening edition of Free Talk Live. You know, there's been a lot of talk about Ron Paul here on Free Talk Live recently. We're getting into the election season, and
oh joy,
yeah. I know it's not a big elections aren't your favorite things in the world, Stephanie, but you know, it's a talk radio show, and it's a libertarian talk radio show, and a lot of our audience cares about Ron Paul. I care about Ron Paul. There are other candidates out there, specifically Gary Johnson, who is a pretty good candidate. I don't know whether he's going to be able to hop up into the first tier, but I'd say Ron Paul certainly is in the first tier. And I've got a story here from news.yahoo.com by Chris Moody, as a matter of fact.
Mm-hmm.
It's a, you know, it's a few days old, but it's interesting as a poll here. And yet another sign that perhaps the news media ought to think about treating his presidential campaign more seriously. Ron Paul was viewed about as favorably as Rick Perry and Mitt Romney by Americans in a new poll. In an Associated Press GFK telephone survey of the general population, 37% of respondents said that they had a positive view of libertarian-leaning representative from Texas, while 36% said they did not. So 37, 36.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go over these numbers, just to try to hold these numbers in your mind. 37, 36, this is positive to negative.
I have another poll in my email that was forwarded to me that may probably confirm what you're saying,
yep,
which is interesting.
There's a couple of them, and I was going to, you know, I will just give you some poll numbers here so people can see. But essentially what the point of this is, I'm going to give you some facts, but the point of it is that Ron Paul is firmly in the top tier.
Yeah, about 40% of people said they have a positive impact or positive opinion of him, right?
This is 37, 36,
okay.
Yeah. Perry, the Texas governor.
Is there a margin of error on this?
They're not giving a margin of error, but there always is.
Do you know the sample size?
I don't have it. This is a phone survey. They try to get them as close as the poll's 4.1% margin of error is what it says.
Okay, so 5-4% either way, that's a pretty big margin of error. And usually they only survey about 1,000 people
usually
in these polls. So take it with a grain of salt.
Well, I mean, these.
But it's approximate.
When there's a preponderance of polls, it, and there is.
Yep.
What that says to me is that Ron Paul is, you know, he can get a segment of the population in New Hampshire to vote for him.
Well,
basically what?
I don't know. Does it say that? Because if they have a positive opinion of him, that's one thing. But there were a lot of libertarians in the last election who said they liked Ron Paul, but they thought he could never win, so they wouldn't vote for him.
Well, but
you know?
The poll, that's why polls are important.
Mm-hmm.
The polls are important because it shows people. These polls blow away what was going on previously. These aren't straw polls. Mm-hmm. These are not online voting polls. These are real live telephone call-in polls where... in the last election, Ron Paul didn't really show up in those. We didn't talk about those.
And these are the ones where, if I recall, the last time they were criticized because the polling companies were calling people with landlines, right? And who has landlines?
Yes.
Old people.
Right.
Right.
So now that excuse, and it's a valid excuse,
yes.
But that excuse isn't being used because it doesn't need to be because Ron Paul's in the top tier.
So if even the most conservative... Or the people who are likely to be the most conservative, meaning the least likely to embrace change.
Yes.
Right?
They're picking up the...
Those kind of people are into Ron Paul, then it seems like that bodes well for him, right?
Right. And the, you know, basically what you're talking about here is that people have, they've tried the Republican, they've tried the Democrat, let's try something new.
Yeah.
And Ron Paul is definitely something new. So anyway, that's 3736. Perry, the Texas governor, and Romney, the former Massachusetts governor, invoked similar favorable, unfavorable ratings that also fell within the poll's 4.1% margin of error. Romney was viewed by 39% and Perry by 33%. Yes.
Okay.
Viewed favorably by 39%
okay.
And Romney 33. Excuse me, Perry 33, Romney 39.
And
another 41%.
What were their negative ratings?
41 for Romney and 36 for Perry.
Oh, so the top three are essentially the same.
Yes.
About 40% of people like them, 40% of people dislike them.
Right.
All three of them.
And the thing I wonder about the general election is that, by the way, Newt Gingrich came in last with a 57% unfavorable, 27% favorable. You know what this is saying to me is that you know that he has an opportunity and he has a chance to you know get because right now you're talking about name recognition, what people are making up their minds for whom they're going to vote in the primary. Really, factually, only a few of the first primaries are the only ones that matter. So
mm-hmm.
You're talking about people in Iowa, people in New Hampshire, and if they do keep a much better idea. They folks in New Hampshire know that it is their God-given duty to pick the president of the United States for the rest of America. That's what they know, and they will vet the candidates.
Wow.
And
okay, go ahead.
I'm telling you, that's how people are here. Maybe it's not your experience, but I've got to say that I think that people take their look at the president a little more seriously, I think.
I'm just laughing because you just said people in New Hampshire think it's their God-given duty to choose the president, and I'm an atheist and a voluntarist.
It's it's a generalization, right?
Yes,
like, you know, we could just rip all generalizations out of the language, but it would be less useful.
Okay, go on. I didn't mean to hold.
So another poll I have here that of Ron Paul, and I think that this is the national GOP primary. If you look at the top four candidates that are currently declared, it's Perry, Romney, Paul, and Bachman. Perry comes in at 27%. Romney comes in at 22%. Palin slides in at 14%. But remember, she's not declared and
mm-hmm.
not likely. I mean, at this point, it's looking less and less likely that she's going to run. I mean, everybody's saying, yeah, she's not going to run. She's just trying to, she's just getting, the votes. And she has more, getting people's attentions for her reality show or whatever.
Take your word for it.
And she has more, a more unfavorable rating than many. So, frankly, she doesn't concern me. But 14% for Palin. None of the above comes in above Ron Paul at 11%. And I think
that's great. That's good news for libertarians.
No, it's not. Because none of the above can't win even when they win. none of the above likely.
It should be on the ballot.
That's
I'd love
11
to vote for none of the
above. I agree. I'm with you. If none of the above was on the ballot, you would get me to vote for none of the above most of the time. However, nobody when nobody wins, nobody wins. So none of the above is on here at 11%, but that just means these are votes that can be parsed among the other list. And Ron Paul beat Michelle Bachman, who is definitely considered a top-tier candidate, by 2%. So,
mm-hmm.
He's very likely to, at 8% is what he's at. So, yeah. You know, what I see is a candidate who's, you know, got a reasonable chance. Rick Perry, Romney, Bachman, to me, these people are extraordinarily similar. And
yeah, that Christian, conservative, warmongering, big spending, a small spending talking, you know.
Yep, they talk about spending
Republicans.
Small. Yeah. If Michelle Bachman, the Tea Party caucus gal, gets in, I guarantee you the government's going to grow under her just like it did under Bush, yeah. the second, Bush the first, Reagan, and the rest of them. That's yeah. just what happens. Let's go to Donnie in Michigan. Donnie?
Hey, Mark, I think you're finally getting the hang of this radio thing.
Thanks, I'm doing my best.
Sounds like you're improving. You know, what I listened to today was your 9/11 show from last year.
Okay.
The timeline thing you guys did, remember?
Yeah, the timelines of the intervention in the Middle East. I think that's a very important article. I reference it all the time.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, that was an outstanding show. I love that.
Thank you.
Three weeks ago, Stephanie, you said that the Bible condones rape.
There are multiple examples of rape in the Bible. Yeah.
And it, condoning it?
Well, I don't know. It doesn't seem to be...
Let me jump in, if I could. Okay. I happen to know this one. I mean, you're going after a gal who probably hasn't read the Bible very much.
No, I've read it, but many years ago. And, I mean, I read select quotes from it.
It's, I believe, it might have been Joshua or it was Moses, but basically those are the same two generals. They offered the virgins of this particular town to the soldiers upon their their winning.
Take my virgin daughters.
And what do you think they did with those virgins?
Well, I don't know. I thought they made them wives.
I actually have a whole list of examples of rape in the Bible.
Hold the line, Donnie. We'll bring it back, okay?
That are condoned.
Thanks a lot. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
My name is Jacob Hornberger. I'm president of the Future of Freedom Foundation, which Congressman Ron Paul awarded for having an outstanding freedom website. Write us at fff@fff.org, and we'll send you a free 3-month subscription to our monthly journal of libertarian essays and our booklet, Economic Liberty in the Constitution, which George Mason University economics professor Walter Williams praised in a recent column. That's fff@fff.org.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes feed the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Hi, this
this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. All other whey proteins are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is now the standard by which all other whey protein powders can be measured. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
.855-453, that's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. What is SACL CAI? Stephanie, you got an answer?
Well, they do collections and handle accounts receivable.
That's right. They are a company owned by Jason Osborne, who is a big sponsor of the show, has been for a very long time, big believer in the ideas of liberty. And if you have a company that needs to handle, needs to try something new in the area of accounts receivable, They'll handle it for you. SACL CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one, right-hand side of the page.
Make your life a lot easier.
Let's go back to Donnie calling in. Actually, I've got a technical problem here, and I can't get to putting him back on the air. Give me 1 second. And okay. He was just complimenting me on how well I was doing. Donnie?
Those breaks are a lot longer live.
They are. Well, you got to sit through them. So, you called in and talked about the Bible and rape, and I think I pointed out one situation where it's likely some rape was involved.
Yes, but there, I would like to point out that there is not just one, but there are multiple examples of rape being condoned and endorsed in the Bible by various characters, and, you know, there are a lot of them seem to be when, you know, somebody is invading another city or something like that, and they say, take all the stuff and rape all the women, and if you see a woman that you want to be your wife, then just take her. You know, and it's things like that that really...
I don't think they mean wife in the same way that, you know...
Oh, yeah, they mean wife for the night, right?
They own them.
And it's like, if a woman has had sex, like, you know, she's only valuable if she's a virgin, right? Mm-hmm. And then at that point, she's the property of her father, and her father can sell her.
Jericho and the Battle of Jericho, a prostitute actually helped the Israelites defeat Jericho. So, I mean, they had some value for her. She got to live. Donnie?
Yeah, well, I don't know. Just usually in the Bible, you know, any kind of sexual behavior is outside of marriage is, you know, strictly forbidden.
Well, usually killing's right. Forbidden too, but when when they were conquering Canaan, because God told them to, they were conquering Canaan. Pretty much everything was open season.
Well, I can think of a lot of examples of rape in the Bible, but that's kind of what the Bible's about. You know, God gives His law and man breaks the law over and over and over and over again.
Those are the breakings. I mean, there's also instances of in this case. I mean, the rapings were condoned because it's in a warfare setting. And honestly, there's been research done. The Bible won't tell you this, but Yahweh is the war god of a pantheon of gods in the sort of the Sinai area, the peninsula area. These people believed in similar gods of those similar areas, and Yahweh is just one of a pantheon of gods.
I have to read about that. Never heard that.
Yeah, not familiar either.
I've looked into it. I mean, this is, for me, I spend most of my life, Donnie, nobody believes me when I tell them this, but I'm constantly thinking about God, this God that I was taught about, that I don't believe in, that I was taught about when I was growing up, and trying to, you know, give that one final fact that's going to let my mind finally be free of this, the story that I've been told. I mean, I'm constantly thinking about, well, what's that judgment day going to be like, and what am I going to say to him when I finally got God's ear, and I could point up at his face, and I can say, you and this crap that you did! Like, I've got to say that I am angry at the God of the Bible. I mean, just as mad as I could be. It's really, really about the church, and what I was taught. Because there's lots of churches that teach different things, but you know, I don't know how I'm ever going to be able to bury this thing.
Well,
I think the church is the biggest problem with religion.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah,
it really is. I mean, I'm damaged by this story.
What did I forget who said this? It might have been Stefan Molyneux, but somebody said it's really hard to be a Christian if you read the Bible.
Right? So. All right, Donnie, have we been as defensive as...
I find it helps.
You think so?
Uh-huh. Thank you.
So, okay.
I think one should get one's peace where one can get it.
Yeah.
And the Bible's got some really great verses in it. Mm-hmm. It's just
Mark,
the story damaged my mind, I was done. Donnie, Mark, I appreciate the call.
I have a question that may help you free yourself. Free your mind.
Okay.
I don't know. I've built really? This up now, but okay. So would you say that there are a lot of gods out there and in a lot of different religions in the world, right?
Yes.
And you don't believe in like Shiva and Vishnu, the Hindu gods, and you don't believe in the pagan gods or the Greek gods or the Norse gods or Zeus, right?
So I did see the Thor movie though, and it was excellent.
So you are an atheist with respect to all the other religions except the one that you were taught as a kid, right?
That's correct.
Okay.
Well, I frankly don't believe in the God of the Bible either.
Mm-hmm.
From an emotional, from a sort of mental standpoint, it's the emotional standpoint. There's this damage on my psyche from the story that I was told. That if I didn't believe this story, that I was going to be tortured for all of eternity.
Right.
And that's when you give this ultimatum to a kid,
it's horrifying.
It can be tough. And different minds accept things differently. Many Christians will look at the Bible and they'll say, well, this is some people writing some stuff down. And that's what they thought about God. And that's what I think, too. I think that the Bible is a representation of what these authors thought about their vision of what God was. I mean, I believe that there's some God out there, but I don't think he's this evil guy that was in the Old Testament doing all this awful stuff. So, for me, that's where I really get all muddled up, is I've got this emotional thing where I broke free. Frankly, I believe, and... you know, this is going to be tough for some Christians, because they often believe that, well, without God, you'd have no morality. Frankly, that story of God, when I refused to believe that, say, you know, Noah floated around the earth for a year in a big giant wooden box or whatever the story is.
So what other lies have they told me?
Right. Yeah. And once I stopped believing that lie, then I became an atheist. And and I was an atheist without foundation.
Mm-hmm.
Without a foundation of morality.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, well, God gives morality, so if I don't have God, then I have no morality. I can do whatever I want and get away with it. I believe I went to prison because of the silly stories I was told.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to teach my son about morality for morality's sake, because it's the best way to get through life.
Yeah.
That if you're moral, that you'll deal with people in a fashion that they will... In large part reciprocate
mm-hmm.
to you, and your life will be good as a result. And that's the reason to be moral.
Yeah.
That's the argument for morality, not because you're going to spend the rest of life in a burning pit. Many Christians believe that morality works too, because God created the world and the universe to work in this moral fashion,
which
is fine.
You know, when I hear people who say that morality is based on religion and that God it also sometimes goes along with this kind of determinism, like God knows everything that's going to happen, and, you know,
if so, why do I care about what's going on? Why shouldn't I just, you know, stay in bed?
Well, that's right. The thing. It seems like to me, to act in a moral fashion, you need to have a choice. And if you don't have a choice about how to act, then how can you be moral?
That's a very good question. I mean, determinism is a very interesting topic when talking about God. I've heard atheists talk about determinism, and I find it to be, apparently the universe is set up that you really don't have a choice. You're just, I don't know. I find this the topic of determinism outside of religion to be just irritating, and I can't figure out what they're talking about.
Yeah.
But inside of religion, I think it's very interesting. You know, if God it really knows everything that's going to happen, he's controlled everything, including time, then I really don't have a choice. And if I don't have a choice, then he's just sending me to hell because he felt like it. At which point, this is a fair and just God.
Right.
So, you know, I mean, it's this kind of strange thing that they're thinking about.
Well, I mean, there's the idea that God is supposed to be omnipresent and omnipotent and omnibenevolent.
Yeah.
And so all-seeing, all-knowing, and all-benevolent, right? But, you know, those things contradict each other. Like, God couldn't possibly be all of those things if there are bad things happening in the universe and people are suffering and there's pain and stuff like that.
I don't know about that. I think that, you know, one could claim that this world is, is just a phantom. In fact, the real world is the spiritual world, and this world's a test in order to make...
is there any evidence of that, though?
Well, there's no evidence, but
no.
I mean, we're not talking about something that's evidence. We're talking about a faith-based belief system here.
Yeah, but it's just... Yeah, go ahead.
So, and that this world is a test. Actually, there is some evidence for it. There's evidence that this is one dimension in many. And, that there may very well be that the third dimension is viewable from the fourth, fifth, sixth, whatever dimension that there is, and that dimension is heaven. So, the suggestion is that this is a test for rising up into some other dimension. And, you know, if so, then whatever pains and tribulations that one goes through is just... the test in order to get the prize. That's their idea.
Oh, yeah. I remain to be convinced.
Oh, I know you. I know you're not convinced at all. Are you convinced? 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
So what are you driving now? A Ford? A Honda? A Toyota? A few hours from now, it could be a car with OnStar. Introducing OnStar FMV, the new way to add OnStar to just about any car. All you have to do is head to your local Best Buy to see all it can do. Then Best Buy can install it for you. And suddenly, you're driving around in a car with the powerful protection of OnStar. Visit OnStar.com for availability, limitations, subscription details, and stores near you.
I'm Jim Cook, brewer of Samuel Adams. Why is Boston Lager loved by beer drinkers? Maybe it's the deep amber color, or the head so thick you could float a bottle cap. Or maybe it's just a freaking good beer.
Yeah. Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Take it responsibly.
Hey, I'm downtown at a festival sampling the refreshing real iced tea taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea.
Man, this tasted like real iced tea.
But Twisted Tea has a kick.
Twisted Tea,
the refreshing hard iced tea that tastes like real iced tea.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Twist responsibly.